through.
Tonight's program is devoted to the subject of the transgender and an extraordinary new movie called Transamerica from our friends at the Weinstein Pictures Corporation. Extraordinary film in many ways, and one of the most biggest ways is the actress who stars in it and has been nominated for an Academy Award, and who, my friends tell me, got a good chance to win it, is Felicity Huffman, the Best Actress nominee for her role as the male-to-female transgender Sabrina in the film Transamerica. She's perhaps best known as Lynette on ABC's Desperate Housewives. Did you like this script right away?
Right away. Duncan Tucker wrote a brilliant, moving screenplay, and I would have done craft service to be on it. And, yeah.
But yet, you're a beautiful woman. You can't play beautiful in this movie. You have to play non-beautiful.
Yeah, but that wasn't the challenge. That's a relief. The challenge was to try and get it right. The challenge was to live up to the screenplay, not whether or not I was pretty or not.
All right, you're a woman being a man who wants to be a woman.
Yes.
Now, you can't deal anything in your personal life to come up with this.
Uh-huh.
So how do you find that?
It's a great question. I found that daunting myself at first. I thought, I don't know how to scale this conundrum. And I decided to go with what her inner story was. What's her internal journey, not becoming a woman, but through her heart. And that is a story about becoming who she really is, which I think is something everyone does, to become who you really are in life, to come home to oneself.
Everyone I've talked to that has done it one way or the other, and I'm so old, I remember Christine Jorgensen.
Yes, yes.
Who was the first.
Yeah.
And had it done overseas, and mm-hmm. I interviewed her in Miami.
Oh.
And that was an amazing story. But I remember Dr. Renee Richards.
Yes, yes.
And she said, the toughest part is to be in a body you don't feel like being in.
Yes.
One can only wonder what that's like.
On a small scale, I think you can imagine if you woke up tomorrow morning and suddenly instead of what you actually have, Larry, you have what I have. And you'd wake up and go, what's this? This is not my body. And on a broader scale, I think that transgendered people are faced with an untenable choice, which is if they decide not to go through with the transformation, then they're alienated from their true selves. If they decide to go through it, then they're alienated from society. So, yeah, I think it's a tough place to be in.
This was a low-budget film, too, right?
Yes, I think it was $2.50.
Are you surprised that the attention is received?
Oh, are you kidding? I'm going to the Academy Awards! Yes, I thought my mom would see it. I'm pretty sure my husband would see it. Some of my friends in New York. But that was pretty much it. Kevin, the wonderful Kevin Zegers, who's in it with me, plays my son.
Sure.
We'd sit in that hot station wagon where it was 150 degrees and no air conditioning. We'd go, no one's ever going to see this movie. I'd go, yeah, I know. No one's ever going to see this movie.
He's terrific, by the way.
Isn't he great?
And William Macy is your husband, right?
Yes, he is.
He must be very proud.
Yes, he is.
So he's going to the awards accompanying.
I know.
Do you think you might win it?
I don't know, and this is not pablum. I'm not just saying this because it's the saccharine litany that everyone says. It's honestly a win to go. I never thought I would go. I gave up the dream of being paid for acting long, long ago.